Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
That's all I really want to say. But then again, I need to convey. Then I'm acting silly this way. No, what I need to tell you what is true. Because the truth is, I really want to get to know
you.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. How are you again today, my podcast? Again, I'm a podcaster, but more importantly, well, we're all, you know, combination of things in the entertainment world. I'm also a singer, songwriter, musician, and I am intellectual. I wrote books about my songs, the Dove Knight books. I put it on Twitter and Facebook for you to consider. It's on lulu.com. It has all the lyrics to the songs to some of the albums that I made. A lot of these albums probably don't have the I Want You singles, because I've been doing music for many years. I decided that it came to my attention that some people were questioning who I am and what I am and whether I'm well enough. I told you, there's no misinterpretations. I'm telling you the truth. If you see me in an access van, I can walk around or whatever. I am well. If you see me on a tricycle, I can still walk around. I'm not in no wheelchair or anything. So stop the question marks. That is negativity. Positivity is the key. And that's why I wrote a lot of these love songs. But more importantly, positivity is what it is. I am who I am. You know, I am who I am. And it doesn't matter what anyone else say or do or want or question or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. What matters is me and me talking to you. Come to the real source, Dove Knight. And Dove Knight, the matter, part two, the hits are for you. A mixture of pop and rock music. And it's available for you on Deezer, iTunes, and Spotify. You can look at my Twitter account. You can see where it is. You can see the websites of where my songs for you to get. And it's for you to enjoy, meaning it's there for you to buy. It's there for you to listen to on Spotify. I made it for you. And I also want to say that, I do the stories all the time about the songs I make. So I had to keep doing it. I started off in rock and roll as a teenager, you know, and my rock and roll roots as a misfit. Yeah, I was brainy, but I felt kind of like the misfit. People didn't take me seriously. I thought I was either nutty or thought I was too odd to be around. But I wasn't either of those things. I was just pretty much who I was. I just happened to have, and the perception that they had of me was I was too unique, too way out. And that's a good thing to be unique, because without being unique, a lot of inventions in the world wouldn't happen. And I am who I am, and there's nothing wrong with it. God made me, not them. But the ignorance that I had to deal with, I wasn't as aware, because trying to fit into the world at that time as a teenager with the peer pressure was tough. But then I realized as I get older that it's really on the inside of where a person is. It's not trying to appease other people or to do things to make other people like me. It was in terms of to be accepted. The most important thing was to like myself and accept myself and forget about what anyone else thinks, because they're going to think that way anyway. And that is how it is. So I got into rock music. I sure did. It was a journey doing bands in Western New York, coming to Hollywood and having a good time. But the good time was not what it was. I had to deal with so many other challenges of homelessness, finding a place to live and learning my craft and going on stage, and then the realizations of where I was and what I need to do to advance thyself and to know that I have to continue as a creator to find myself in, on this planet. Because I realized as a young age, but I also realized how much strength I had to only have $200, a little suitcase, and getting off a Greyhound at downtown OA, and then going to Hollywood and leaving that Covenant House, having a suitcase and not knowing where I was. It was a journey that I needed to write about. And I did with, you know, Outkast, and I did with other songs. There were other songs that I released that I did not release on the Dove Night Matter Part 2. Perhaps I will release it in the next compilation, but we will see, because right now it is the Dove Night Matter Part 2, and that's all that matters for me to talk to you, because everything I say is truthful to you. And I hope you are listening, because I want to say thank you very much for listening. And here are some of the songs that I made to illustrate the world of Dove Night.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel right. But I sabotaged myself. I got to blame but myself. Tragedy is what I am. Every time it turns out bad, I didn't really end up with love. But inside I know I've got.
That was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. It's on the Dove Night Matter Part 2. Yes, that's part of the rock part. Some people are wondering, why did I mix rock and pop? And some people ask, or even said, I shouldn't have even made this rock music. They didn't like it, and I like it. It's just part of who I am, because My rock roots is where I started, but I need to branch out because I know I'm a pop singer. But Tragedy Is Not What I Am is a very positive song. It's about overcoming obstacles because, as I mentioned, I had to deal with homelessness, being laid off from so many jobs, being prejudged by other people, not getting, deals with record companies that were rejected. I was rejected pretty much by society at one time. I was through so many rejections and so many things, it was practically almost impossible for me to believe. But through the will of God, I continue to believe. And Tragedy Is Not What I Am is a positive message to continue to go for my dreams and believe in thyself despite the obstacles. No matter what my age or how fat I am, no matter what I look like or access me or a car or whatever, I'm fine. I can walk around. I'm healthy enough to understand. I got nothing to fear but fear itself. And I tell it like it is because it's where I am. Or where I was intending to do with the songwriting, because I had to come up with an idea for the song, and the song was about, you know, school. You can hear the struggle in school, and that's so prophetic because I was I dropped out of high school. I got my high school equivalency and then dropped out of college, and I didn't do too well, and still a factor, and then parts of the other song was about meeting people in LA, and you know, they with you know the alcohol, drug problems, meeting people that were not reliable, and then the realization is, if I'm going to be positive, I'd hang around people who are positive. I can't hang around with a drug addict. Yeah, they try to take me down. And then my own vices and the realization that I have to stay healthy and sober because the realization that I am supposed to be healthy. And that's where I have to be to stay alive and to know the difference that I am not a tragedy. I'm a winner, an artist, a musician, and somebody who really likes to do what I need to do and tell the truth. Because there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And to be positive, if you want to contact me, you can contact me at the DoveNeesLove22. And again, if people, you know, I have people claim they're in the industry, which I don't think so, but if they were or whatever, come around the car, I don't like that. Contact me directly. If you can't contact me directly, then don't come around at all. Or contact me by email. No, I have people notify me, and that's a good thing. Because how I'm going to know who's around unless I know them or deal with them directly. And that is the positive message. Because it's about going for a dream and respecting other people who have dreams and respecting each other because we're all brothers and sisters, and we should all see it that way and to know that things will change for the better. And that's what Tragedy Is Not What I Am is all about, is knowing that things will change for the better. It may take some time, but it will happen. And I just want to say that I did do little videos of showing the artistic side of Duff Knight. And I also have said there was supposed to be a video out. I want to apologize. It's not a video of a new song. It's just a video related to the Duff Knight Matter Part 2. I said it was going to be out in a couple days, and I really apologize because I'm working so hard. I will let you know when the video come out. It may come out in a day or two. It will be there for you, maybe on Twitter or YouTube. Just a little fun video because I design videos and album covers and just not sing or co-write songs, you know, and I act. Boy, I love acting, but nevertheless, I have to be honest about where I am, and opinions that I have are based on true facts. The fantasy of being an artist is what inspires me, but knowing that the reality of what I'm doing is essential to me to stay in tune to what's going on and in tune to what's going on with my art and music. So that is where it is. It really is. Then the pop side And that is what it is. Truly, honestly, that is where it is and what it is. And this is the Dove Night podcast show. And I want to say thank you very much for listening, or whoever's listening. And I try to be positive. And I like to know what's going on to whoever's listening to me, because you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22. Or, you know, or notifications on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, because I'm here for you, and I like to know, and I can respond. And last thing, like I always say, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And again, as I repeated for the last few weeks or so, one of my dreams that could have came true is that we got this COVID-19 vaccine, but still, we had to stay safe. I'm sure this is a dream for a lot of people, and it's a positive one, a much-needed one. And may God bless you all, no matter where you come from, no matter what religion you are, no matter who you are or what you are, because we all are God's children. Good day, good night, from Dove Night.